Freddie Mac, the giant mortgage finance company, is under federal investigation. Today, the Securities and Exchange Commission confirmed it is looking at possible violations of securities laws. And on Capitol Hill, lawmakers called for hearings on the company's accounting problems. Freddie Mac's shares were among the most active on the New York Stock Exchange today as investors scrambled to figure out the implications of the company's management shakeup. Yesterday, Freddie Mac's board fired company president David Glenn. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Freddie Mac and its rival Fannie Mae were created by the federal government to increase liquidity in the mortgage market so more Americans could own their own homes. Publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange, the two companies dominate the $7 trillion U.S. mortgage market. Lawrence White is a professor at New York University's Stern School of Business. He says because of their size and because of the perception that Freddie and Fannie enjoy the backing of the U.S. government, it's less expensive to get a home loan.
The best estimates is that mortgages are about 0.25%, maybe 0.33% cheaper because of Freddie and Fannie's presence in the mortgage markets and the implied government guarantee that goes along with it.
Questions about Freddie Mac's financial statements came to light earlier this year. The concerns are over how the company accounted for its use of complicated financial instruments, such as derivatives, and whether the company was managing its earnings to smooth out peaks and valleys. Jack Coffey directs the Center on Corporate Governance at Columbia. He says when Freddie Mac changed accounting firms, it became clear it would have to restate earnings, and a new audit was begun.
It's raised questions about whether that accounting was appropriate or whether Freddie Mac was doing something to, in effect, smooth its earnings and engage in what is commonly called earnings management. That can scare investors because it suggests higher risk.
And the audit was, in fact, proceeding smoothly until recently when it emerged that President David Glenn had not fully cooperated with the company's new auditors. He was fired over the matter, and two of his colleagues in top management were forced to resign. That's despite the fact that, according to NYU professor Lawrence White, the company's earnings are actually being revised upwards.
Unlike some of the other accounting restatements like HealthSouth or WorldCom, this is a case where the restatement is going to be upward. My guess is once the financial markets absorb all of this, once the new management makes clear that, you know, it going forward, you know, everything is going to be straightforward, that we'll be back to where we were before.
So far, the controversy at Freddie Mac hasn't caused big problems in the overall mortgage market, but because of its size, there are worries that if the problems turn out to be worse than they appear, the repercussions could be huge. Mortgage rates could rise and loans could become less available. The group that oversees Freddie Mac, the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight, has appointed a team to examine what happened. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.